of Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him, and into the south. Abram was very rich in cattle, silver, and gold. And he went on his journey from the south even to Bethel, unto the place where his tents had been at the beginning, between Bethel, which is the house of God, and Ai, and Hai, unto the place of the altar which he had made there at the first. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord. I'm telling you, these men of God, these patriots, we call them. Amen. Because they didn't have the stuff that we got now. They didn't have the technology that we have. They didn't have nothing that would keep us from reading our Bibles and loving God like we should. They didn't have that. They didn't have a TV. They didn't know what that was. They didn't have an airplane. They didn't have none of these things. Nothing. All they had was looking out there at the beautiful sceneries and stuff like this. Praise God and loving God. Sometimes I wish we didn't have all that stuff. And Abram was very rich, and it says he went back to the place, to Bethel, unto the place where his tent had been at the beginning. Where his tent had been at the beginning. I heard a man say he don't want to go back. He wouldn't even let us sing that song when he's preaching. He's taking me back where I first met the Lord. He didn't want to hear that. We need to go back where we first met him. Jesus talked about churches and the Laodicea church was neither hot or cold. The cold church, they say that's who we are now. Children of God, we don't want to be that kind of church. We want to be the church of Philadelphia. We don't want to be no church that, you know, that's hot or cold, or, you know, and God can't stand us and all this kind of thing. But Abram went, and he went back, and they always went back. And I thought that Jacob named Bethel, but he did not, because Bethel was already there. It was already there. And the reason they went to Bethel was it was a very fertile place. Isn't that wonderful? I read right up on Bethel. I said, Lord, it's the house of God. But they went there because it was not only geographically located right, but it was fertile and things grew and commerce and all this. Praise the Lord. So when they went to these places, praise the Lord, they went to a place that was fertile. Amen. We go back to the altar. It's going to be bad. It's going to be, I think, a little bit. We're going to have to really seek the Lord. But I believe in those times that there's going to be fertile things. Things that's going to bless us. I say things that are going to bless us. I think about the times we have prayed all night. It's not easy to pray all night, especially when you're doing it by yourself. And I remember Sister Polk was at my church. I was over there. And I was praying all night. And she was so precious. She's an old lady too. She said, Sister David, I said, you go ahead home. I'll pray the twilight in. And I just walked that floor. I walked back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. It wasn't good. Back and forth. But that Sunday, them altars were so anointed. A lady came up and she said, when I came to your altar, God healed me. Amen. It's going to take something to get back. It's going to take something. Praise the Lord. So I was talking to sister, and I was saying, you know, as I gotten older and you're taking medicine for this and medicine for that, I say, you know what? I say, I'm going to have to find a way to get back. I have to, you know, I've got to find a way. If I have to do it a half a day. Amen. Oh, and while I'm talking, we're going to put back the Wednesday prayer meet. Everybody in the church that want to, the saints you fast every Wednesday. I'm asking this church to do the same. Be on the fast every Wednesday. How we fast, that's up to you. Because when my pastor put it in there, she didn't tell me how to fast. I fasted the way my heart felt. And our hearts felt not to eat in them days. Come on. This is a different day. People eat different. People think different. It's just, woo. But Wednesday is the church's fast day. Okay? So say goodbye to Wednesday and say, hello, Lord. Here I come. Praise the Lord. I want to go to, I want to go to Genesis, the 28th chapter. I want to lay something here, the 28th chapter, beginning at the 10th verse. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. He lighted up on a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took up the stone that was placed and put it for his pillow. And he lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed. And behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. Behold, the angels of God ascended and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord. I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac, and the land wherein thou sitst lieth, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. I'm amazed at God. When Jacob was running, he was running from something he had done. He had stole his brother's birthright. And a lot of us, you know, it's the grace of God. It's just God. Say it's just God. He knows who he want to use. I mean, he knows. And here this man is in a state. I'm sure he asked God to forgive him, I hope. I probably did. But he is, but God didn't mention about what he had done. He told him, say, this land, I got a plan. God has a plan for this generation. Hear me, listen good. God has a plan for this generation. God, thank you, Jesus. God has a plan, Brother John, for this generation. And if you are a person that loves souls and get out there and win them, but you got to keep yourself under. The word is like a two-edged sword. And once you learn how to wield that sword, you can do it. Y'all stay with me today, because this is important. Keep yourself in the love of God. No matter what he used you to do, don't think that you up here. And don't think that you're getting away with nothing. Amen. Your soul is at stake. I say your soul is at stake. Paul said, I'm going to keep under myself. Yes, when I preach to others, not that they didn't get saved, I'll be a castaway. We ain't going to be no castaway. God, y'all understand what I'm saying? Praise God. Your main purpose is to keep yourself under the love of God. To keep yourself where he's pleased with you. To keep yourself under the love of God. That's what your main better do. Don't judge your life because God used you to save somebody or use you to, you know, heal somebody. Or you ain't you no way. It's God. And if he sees fit, he'll use a donkey. He did in the Bible days. Amen. He used people that's not, you know, I looked at these people and said, whoa. But he used them. I don't know. And some of them, I wonder how they died. Or what did they do? Did they make it? Because he'll use you if you want to be used. Now, am I telling the truth? You that been with the Lord enough time. He will use you if you want to be used. Brother John, am I telling the truth? He will. But you got to keep yourself clean under him. Be honest with him. Hallelujah. Love him so that you want to be right. Don't sit in church and you're mad at Sister So-and-so. And then you come to church every Sunday, but you're mad at Sister So-and-so. I've seen worse things than that. I won't go into that. But I've seen the churches just, I said, Lord, we just, ugh. Hallelujah. And I'm not saying God won't bless you. I've seen God come down and bless folks all over the floor. Everywhere, just bless. The song's going, you know, we love, especially us, we love to sing. What was that song you first sang? This is about our God. We went to church, me and Ernie, to hear, what his name? Preach. And they sung, boy, that man played that song. About, come on, sing hallelujah to our, every praise to our God. Woo, they sung, that's how I knew it. Woo, they sung that song. I mean, the Lord come over that church, and I said, God, you love us so much. You love us. I see your love for your people. I see your love for your people. And when they start to praise you, you accept it. Many times in the church, God accepts the praises of the people. He do. Then he get back and say, now look, you did something. You need to get it right. Praise the Lord. What verse am I on here? Somebody follow me? Number 14, and the seed, your seed should be as the dust of the earth. I want to skip down to 16. And Jacob waked out of his sleep and he said, surely the Lord is in this place and I knew it not. He just simply went to sleep. He simply went to sleep being a son of Abraham. He simply went to sleep being somebody God wanted to use. Just like Samson. Amen. And stop talking about we, of course we are human. Last time I looked, I was. We're human. But we are the sons of God. And it does not yet appear what we shall be. But when we see him, we're going to be like he is. Come on, children. Read the Bible and get all excited. Read Acts. We've been reading Acts. Thank you, Brother Hunt. We've been reading Acts. And I'm telling you, Acts are just stirring my soul. I say, God, help me. Woo! Lord, I don't just want to say I'm a Christian. I don't just want to walk a Christian. I want to be a Christian in my heart. I want to love my brother, love my sisters. Because just the first thing, you know, how do we know? Because we have love for one another. You got somebody you hate, you need to go back to the altar. Go quickly. Go quickly. Because love is not, that hate ain't of God. Love is of God. That's how you know you love. That's how you know you love God, when you can love your brother. You can't say, well, yeah, I love Jesus. And you don't love your brother? Get out. This is what the Bible say. Come on, children of God. We got to stay with the word. What did the word say? Well, they did me wrong. That ain't what it said. It is saying if they do you wrong, I understand. It don't say that. That lady on the job that's giving you a fit, you got to love her. That man on that job that's giving you, you got to love him. And God will show you how. Amen. And so here this man sitting here because he was chosen of God. Children, you were chosen by God. There are many called, but there are some chosen ones. And I believe many of us have been chosen by God to do what we do. He rose up in the morning, number 18, and he took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it for a pillow and poured oil up on the top of it. He called the name of that place Bethel, the house of God, because the same of the name of the city was called Luz. But he called it Bethel because it was, he said, this got to be the house of God. He recognized, hallelujah, and Jacob vowed a vow, saying, God, if you be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on and clothes to wear otherwise, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house. And all that you give me, I will surely give you the tenth. He began to pay tithe. I'm going to give you. You know, you know what? You love God. Honest to God. There come times in your life, God be so good to you. And you'll say, God, you did this. And I'm going to do such and such thing. I'm going to put this, you know, give this to you. Lord, I'm going to do something. Have you got there? You just see, he just so good. He just do something so good. Hallelujah. He just appeared to you. He just overcome you with his love. And all of a sudden you say, Lord, hallelujah, I'm going to do such and such a thing. I've done it. You've done it too. I'm going to do this because I love you. Praise the Lord. I really love you. I'm going to read another scripture. We're going to have some praise here. Hallelujah. We need to set up our altars. Altar was simply a place where they met God. We don't have stone altars and wood altars. We got an altar, hallelujah, in your heart. When you come to that place, I have an altar in my home. In a chair. That's my altar. And I get up every morning, I go and I lean on that chair, hallelujah. That's my altar. That's where I meet the Lord. That's where he talks to me. Amen. Now, some people build, you know, altars, you know, boxes, altars. Yeah, better to their own. But I meet Jesus at my chair every morning, every morning, every morning. I get up. I'm looking this morning. I get up. I say, good morning, Holy Spirit. I'm ready to meet him. And through the day, I'm trying to keep my mind up on the Lord, children. That's what he told us to do. Amen. You know, you don't wait until then. Oh, Lord. No. You got to keep, and I worry about the time I spend that I don't. I said, Lord, now you said love is a pleasure more than love is a God. I don't want to be spending a whole lot of time doing something and I can't spend no time with you. You check me on that. I'm going to check. I have 18 hours in the day. I'm going to be sure. Time is meaning something to me now. You know, time is meaning something. I'm writing stuff more than that. Writing it down more than that. Praise the Lord. Writing down things so I can keep things in order. Because I'm going to tell you, time is going on. This time you will never see again in your life. This time is going into eternity. When you leave this, right as you said, tick, 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 time goes right into eternity. You ain't going to see this no more. Uh-uh. You may see another, what is this, October or whatever. But it won't be this October because this is 2015. You won't see this one again. Time will be no more. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I tell you, I feel like talking about altars because we sure need to go back to Bethel. Praise the Lord. Because this nation, they've lost God. We was talking about it in Sunday at school. They lost their convictions. We done lost what sin is. People don't even know what sin is. The dedication and the consecration and stuff that we have, even us, we have lost something. And we do it. But it wasn't like it was. It wasn't like it was. Come on here now. It wasn't like it was. We try to fast. We try to pray. We try to do things. Hallelujah. But something is missing. Something is missing. I say something is missing. So when I have a good time with God, I do too. But I've been here a long time. Something missing. Something missing. Something missing in the churches. Something missing. Something missing. And the only way I know to bring it back is through prayer and dedication. Hallelujah. Will you stand? Will you stand? Because I don't know about preaching, but we got to go back. This is something the preacher can't do. You know what I'm saying? I can't take you back there. But you can go back with your heart and be frank with God. And everybody in here need to go back where you first met God. Yes. I don't care if you met him 3 years ago. I don't care. You need to go back. They went back often to Bethel, and we need to go back. I said, we need to go back. Come up to, let's cry out to God for a while. Right up here at this altar. This is the altar right here. I walks across this floor here. This is the altar. Come on. We're going to ask God to help us. Hallelujah. I'm not making no altar call as such. You know what I mean? This is for all the saints. Everybody that want to go back to God. I say everybody that want to go back. You know, can't nobody help you but God. You done tried. You know how you make